For parents, the internet can really be a scary place. We can't keep our kids off the net, but we also want to keep them safe in the face of multiple stories that we hear on the news about cyber stalking. There's even been stories about cyber bullying. And there's another aspect to this, a very different aspect, that I, for one, don't even want to think about. According to a new survey that was conducted by MTV and the Associated Press, almost half of sexually active young people report being involved in sexting or sending sexually explicit texts or sending nude photos of themselves or their partner via cell phone. To help us understand this all, we have Amanda Lenhart. She's a senior research specialist at the Pew Research Center's The Internet and American Life Project in Washington, D.C. Also, Brian Taylor, unit chief for crimes against persons in the Canyon County Prosecutor's Office. That office takes on special victims unit cases. So we have two different issues here, and I want to deal with the one first, in which young people are victims on the internet. Amanda, how widespread are these dangers? I feel like I hear stories about cyber dangers for teenagers, especially, all the time. But is it as widespread as we think it is?
Well, that's a great question. Last year, at the very end of last year, there was a piece of research that was done under the auspices of the Berkman Center that looked really broadly at a bunch of different pieces of research around kids and online safety. And the things that kind of came to the surface in that piece of research was that things like predation of kids is certainly an issue, but only for a very, very small number of children. That the things that more children experience online are things around bullying and cyberbullying. And sort of a newer variant on that relates to this thing which is you mentioned earlier called sexting, which is the sending of nude or semi-nude images of yourself via cell phone.
Okay, these are separate issues. Let me deal with the first one first. Brian Taylor from the Canyon County Prosecutor's Office. Amanda just said that there's a small number of kids who are victims of predation, but that they're victims of cyberbullying. Do you see cases of this in your office?
We don't see as many cases of cyberbullying, but just recently we had a sort of a hybrid of sexting and cyberbullying where one student portrayed to be an individual that they really were not, elicited sexual content from another student, and then used that to bully that person, and eventually that victim that sent those photos left school, was humiliated, and had to find a new place to get her studies. So
what kind of cases, is this as widespread as parents think? Are you trying to get a message out to parents that this is a real clear and present danger, I guess, for their children?
It's a huge issue with regards to the sexting aspect. We don't see as much as I indicated on the cyberbullying, but I'm receiving around 10 calls a month just from law enforcement of receiving cell phones in the schools of students passing along these nude images and erotic images, and that's only
10 calls a month. 10 calls a month seems low in an era where Britney Spears walks around half naked all the time.
But at that context, it's only the ones in which law enforcement and the prosecution knows about. So,
and are asked to be involved.
Yeah. I mean, they're walking down the hallways taking photos of each other. Boys will pretend to trip on the floor and then take photos of girls up their skirts. So we're getting those type of things as well. And unless we catch them, naturally the government always is a little behind. So,
Amanda Lenhart of the Pew Research Center, what are the dangers for a kid in terms of sex? I mean, we often assume that teenagers are hyped up on their hormones, that they are, if not sexually active, that they're sexually interested. Is it make it more of a concern for parents if they're sexting or sending these photos out over the internet?
Well, I think certainly one thing to say is that much of the research that's been done on this, and the MTV piece is the latest, and my organization will have something out in the next week on this as well, is that about somewhere around 10% of kids say that they send these, and somewhere around 15 or 20% of kids say that they're receiving these images. That's not to say that what Brian's seeing in Canyon County isn't real. Absolutely it is. But I think we need to get a sort of a broader sense of, for your average kid, how likely are they to really be experiencing this. But all that said, certainly I think This is an issue for teens. We are dealing with a group of people who are developing. They are experimenting. They're taking risks. They're experimenting with sexuality. You add technology into the mix, and it's not particularly surprising that they're using these things that are in their pockets with them every moment of the day, the way they mostly communicate with their friends, to explore this other part of themselves. For parents who are concerned about it, it certainly is going on. But I think it's basically what's happening is we are making visible, because of the technology, things that have been going on for a very long time in the lives of our teens.
Okay, that is Amanda Linhart, Senior Research Specialist at the Pew Research Center, and we also heard from Brian Taylor, Unit Chief for Crimes Against Persons in the Canyon County Prosecutor's Office.
So the President and the First Lady have arrived at Oslo City Hall. The President will deliver the Nobel Peace Prize lecture within the hour. There's a sign apparently there in Oslo. Jeff Zeleny told us about it. You want it, now earn it. What do you think the President should do to fully deserve the Nobel Peace Prize?
This is Nick from Brookline. I think that President Obama needs to solve the crisis between the Palestinians and the Israelites.
This is Jean from New Jersey. I do not believe President Obama has to do anything to earn the award. He has it. All he has to do is do his job.
Well, he may think otherwise. What do you think the president needs to do to earn the Nobel Peace Prize? Is it nuclear disarmament, which he's talked about? Ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which he's pledged to do, even though he's escalated the war in Afghanistan? We're loving your takes at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. We'll be covering the speech all day on the air and online. If you want to hear the full speech at any time, we'll put it up on our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.